praise the Lord for the blood tonight that it was applied to our lives. When he sees us, he passes over. And what a blessing that is. Let me invite you tonight, take your Bibles and turn with us to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And we'll be there in a few moments. Tonight we're going to deal with a subject that you don't often hear about in churches today, and that is the concept, the idea of the type of battle that you and I as Christians are in today's day and age. As Christians, we are engaged in, whether we know it or not, we are engaged in a spiritual warfare. We are engaged in a fight against the devil, against the flesh, against, as the verse here says, the rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in a battlefield as Christians. And here in Ephesians chapter 6, unlike Paul's other epistles, unlike his other writings, where he wrote to solve problems within the church, the book of Ephesians was really more instructive, or really more preventative in its nature, more so than it was curative. And if you read through the book of Ephesians very carefully, what you'll begin to see is that Ephesians reveals that its central theme is how God's people can have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as a pastor, there's often times that I preach messages and teach Bible studies that deal with situations I see that are taking place in the life of our people. Now, while I delight at the opportunity to help them with their problems, I enjoy much more in teaching and preaching instructive messages, instructive Bible studies that can equip them to live victorious Christian lives. One person once said this, one pastor, about these type of messages. He said, I would prefer rather to prepare my people than to repair them. I would prefer to prepare my people than to repair them. And so tonight, in a perfect world, I would preach more the way Paul wrote here in the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians was Paul's informative work to God's people. And one of the great things about Ephesians is that when you read it and you look at it, it's a very straightforward approach to our Christian growth. You want to know how to grow as a Christian? The book of Ephesians is a good start. The book of Ephesians is a good place to begin. And if more Christians would just pay attention to how to live the Christian life, I believe tonight there'd be fewer problems that needed to be solved. Unfortunately, we often are more interested in what feels right, resulting in mistakes that must be corrected. And one such error is how we fight spiritual battles. And Paul here discusses many practical subjects in the first five chapters of the book of Ephesians. But here in chapter 6, Paul concludes these discussions in his words. Notice there, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Just the first three words to begin. Finally, my brethren. Finally, my brethren. So now up to this point, after all has been said and done, after all has been written, Paul embarks upon this vital discussion regarding how, as Christians, we can win the spiritual battles of life. How we can win in the spiritual warfare against the flesh, the world, and the devil. I believe this evening, unfortunately, that many Christians lose more battles than they win. I've come to realize that most Christians do not fail or falter because of ignorance. No, because the truth of the matter tonight is this. We as Christians, we know what is right. We do. How do we know it? We have the Word of God. We have the Bible. We have the Holy Spirit of God that indwells us. We know what is right tonight. But we know what is wrong. We know what we should do, and we know what we should not do. We understand tonight that Satan is our enemy and that we should avoid allowing sin into our lives. We know that. We know that we should not partake of sin. But that being said, most Christians are fighting spiritual battles with carnal weapons. And if we fail in this regard, all of the other teachings will be for naught. I want you to notice there, Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll begin reading at verse number 10. And tonight we'll just read down through verse number, verse number 13. The Bible says this, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." For a few moments this evening, I'd like to preach you this simple thought. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you again for this night. And Father, we do thank you for your love and your mercy. And we do thank you for this opportunity that we have to come and gather in your house on a Sunday evening and sing your praises and open your word to see the truth that would help us to win these spiritual battles. Come down now and meet with us in a special and real way as only you can. And Father, now for all that you'll do, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, the glory. We love you now and we need you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong. So here in Paul's concluding remarks of this epistle to the church at Ephesus, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren." We know then that this epistle was written to believers. This was not written to the unsaved. This was not written to those that did not believe. It was written to Christians. My brethren. He's talking to people who are his equal. "Finally, my brethren, be strong." And he concluded his letter to the Ephesians with his final instructions that would be essential for them to be victorious in their Christian lives. "Finally, my brethren, be strong." The Apostle Paul, no doubt, got these words from several Old Testament accounts, and knowing the scripture, as Paul know and undoubtedly did, Paul would have used Moses' words as a charge to the Ephesians and to the church at Ephesus. Paul knew that they would face a formidable foe led by Satan. You notice there, verse number 11, "Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You see, folks, tonight, our battle is not with one another. Our battle is not even necessarily with a lost world. Our battle is with a very formidable foe led by Satan himself. And so Paul here, he commands the Christians at Ephesus to be strong just as Moses had commanded Joshua. He commands the church at Ephesus to be strong just as David had commanded Solomon to be strong and as others had commanded their people to be strong. And Paul here gives two elements necessary for God's people to be strong. And these are two vital keys to our victorious living. Now, he did not tell him tonight. Notice there again, if you would, verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You see here what he's told them? He didn't tell them be strong in their own might. No, he told them to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in God. You see tonight, folks, our strength is not ourselves. Our strength is in the Lord. Our strength is God. Our strength is one who's already won the battle. Our strength is one, he's already defeated Satan, and Satan doesn't even know it yet. That's who our strength is in. Now, many Christians assume they are strong, but then fail. But to accomplish God's purpose, we must have the right kind of strength. So he says here, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. This strength is a strength of relation. We are strong tonight because we have a relationship with God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing tonight that makes us strong. That's the only thing tonight that helps us to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul spoke about that relationship with God, and it is our relationship that strengthens us here tonight. And knowing that our Almighty God is our Father is a critical part of having strength. Psalm verse chapter 91, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." 1 John 4, 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." And so tonight, if we wrestle not against flesh and blood, if we wrestle against principalities, if we wrestle against powers, if we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, if we wrestle against these things led by a spiritual wickedness in high places, by Satan himself, you say, how on earth do we stand? We stand by knowing that it is God himself who is our strength. That's the only way we can fight this spiritual battle. That's the only way we can fight this spiritual warfare, is to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God is our strength. You know, you think about it tonight. As a young boy or a young girl, your relationship with your dad could help give you strength when you were a small boy or a small girl, knowing that you were close to him and that he would defend you made you stronger. Can I say tonight, the same is true with our Heavenly Father. If you know His Son tonight, if you know that He's your Father, you're His child, then you know that He will defend you and help you each step of the way. And having a good relationship with God through Christ will strengthen us. So the very first thing He says is to be strong in the Lord. But then notice there, and in the power of His might. In the power of His might. And so tonight, not only be strong in the Lord, but be strong in the power of His might. And so if being strong in the Lord is a strength of relation, then here, in the power of His might, is a strength of reliance. You see, tonight, if we have a strong relationship with God, we will rely on His strength to carry us. You know, there are going to be days you don't feel like necessarily going on. There are going to be days when you feel like the Christian life just isn't worth living. There are going to be days where you just feel like you can't go on any longer. You just want to throw in the towel. That's where you need to not rely on self and not rely on your own strength and in your own might. That's when you need to rely on His might to help carry you through. You see, tonight, God is mighty. He is mighty and powerful. He is able to deliver us. Like the song says, He is able to deliver thee. The old Sunday school chorus, "My God is so strong, so big and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do." Hey, do we believe that tonight? That there's nothing that He can't do? Do we believe that tonight? or is that just something we sing that we learn in Sunday? So, no, I believe that tonight, that he's so strong and so big and so mighty. There's nothing my God can't do for you and for me and for anybody that puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you've heard me say it. We give the devil too much credit. We give the devil too much place. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He doesn't have as much power as he thinks he does. Yes, he has control over this world right now. But one day, the Lord's going to send him to a bottomless pit for all of eternity. Our strength should be reliant upon that power. The Bible tells us in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Jeremiah 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Revelation 1:8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Psalm 80, verse 19, turn us again, O Lord, God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Psalm 145, verse 3, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. That's how great our God is, that it's unsearchable tonight. Jeremiah 32:17, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. 1 Chronicles 29:12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Romans 1:20, the Bible says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwelleth therein. 1 Timothy 1:17, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And there's a verse I forgot to put in there, but there's a verse that talks about the earth being his footstool. He's in control of everything tonight. There's an old song. I don't know if it's necessarily a hymn or an old Sunday school chorus, but he's got the whole world in his hands. And that's true tonight. There's nothing that is beyond his control. And tonight, the strength of the Christian must be both relational and reliant. For without that relationship and without that reliance, we will fail in our own strength. The instructions tonight Paul gave throughout Ephesians were important. He knew, however, that the Christians at Ephesus would need to be strong to carry out those instructions. And we must understand the importance of having strength as we serve our God. And so we see here again, verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of God. Or in the power of his might, excuse me. God's our strength tonight. Our power is not an earthly power. Our power is not a physical power. Our power is a spiritual power. Our power is a heavenly power. Look there, if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him whom hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." There it is again. Be strong. You've heard it. Commit it to faithful men who can teach others. Verse 3, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Folks, this life, we're going to endure hardness. We're going to have hardness. But we don't have to go it alone, because God is our strength. He is our power tonight. But then you notice there, verse number 11, not only is it God who is our strength, not only is it a spiritual power, but verse number 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Again, not a physical armor, but a spiritual armor. Notice there, if you would, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5, and notice there, if you would, verse number 8. The Bible says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation." And so as you get out and you go ready to do this spiritual battle, you need to make sure you're prepared. You need to make sure you have that spiritual armor on, or the enemy is going to eat you alive and eat you for breakfast if you don't. Oh, why? That's the only way we can stand against the wiles of the... You know, I think about this. Verse number 11. "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand." It reminds me just a little bit of the account of David and Goliath. Because David, if we remember the account, he went out there with no armor on. He went out there with nothing but a slingshot. And five, Bible calls it five smooth stones. You say, what on earth was he thinking? Well, I believe he put on the whole armor of God. Because he said in that verse, "Is there not a cause?" And then he said a little bit later on, as he was rallying the troops, he said, "I'm going to go and slay that Philistine so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." And folks, tonight, there is a God. And he is powerful and mighty. And listen, little David, little shepherd boy, when all these other mighty men of valor wouldn't want to go out and fight, David, with the Lord's backing, went out there and he slew that giant with one shot between the eyes. Then he went up and chopped his head off. How'd he do it? Not in his own power, not in his own might, but with the Lord's help and with the Lord's guiding and the Lord's leading and the Lord's strength. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Folks, if we don't put on the whole spiritual armor of God, we will not be able to stand. Listen, if David had went out there in his own strength, in his own might, in his own power, in his own cockiness, so to speak, and went at it without God, I almost guarantee you he would have failed. And if you and I try and go at this spiritual warfare alone and without God, we will falter and we will fail and we will become just another casualty of the Christian life. You say, why? Verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle tonight against spiritual darkness. We wrestle tonight against the enemies of our soul. We wrestle tonight against evil spirits, and not just evil spirits, but many evil spirits. That's why it goes on again in verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand an evil day. And folks, make no mistake about it, we're living in an evil day. We're living in an evil time. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Folks, are we doing our all to stand? Are we doing our all to stand firm? Are we doing our all to put on that whole armor of God so that we can be ready for the spiritual warfare we face on a day-by-day basis? Listen, I guarantee you, and we can all probably give account to this, we can all give testimony to this, you have a good day in church on Sunday, guess what's waiting? Monday. Traffic, the grocery store, work, customers at work. The devil using these little things to trip us up, to get us to not be all that we need to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on tonight the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong. The evil day is here, and it's just going to get worse as we approach the Lord's return. Let's pray.